This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons, Ransom and Valor, as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing pretty good. You kind of made your voice deeper there, didn't you?
Maybe.
What, are you turning into a young man or something?
Yeah.
No.
I think he is. Valor, what are you drinking today?
Chai tea latte, and I have no idea what he's drinking.
Ransom, what are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking a pineapple
punch.
P.O. punch. Pineapple punch.
Pineapple punch, huh? Is it pretty good?
Yes, really good.
Good deal.
So I tasted it before, and I got enough more thanks to this.
What's better, chai tea latte or a pineapple punch? Tough one. That's a tough call.
Okay, yeah. Pineapple punch. It's our, nobody else knows this but us. This is our homemade.
Oh, yeah, he owes mine.
Hold on. Go ahead. It's your homemade what?
It's our homemade, really good juice.
Okay, so, and Valor, what was the one you were thinking of?
Wait, I can tell him how to make it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This is how you make pineapple punch. For short, P.O. punch. You first give it half a can of pineapple juice, then orange juice, then top it with sparkling water. If you don't have ice, it's not good. You need to have,
gotta have ice.
Crushed ice.
Okay, it's good to know.
I need to tell you something.
Okay, tell us, Valor, tell us.
We're starting to run 2 miles. And here's a thing that makes chai tea latte a tiny bit better, what I think.
What?
Is because my dad's chai tea lattes are very good.
They are? Did I do a good job?
Yeah, if you make it hot.
Yeah?
If you make it just like a little bit just warm, it's better. What I think.
Yeah.
If anyone, one of you, like, okay, I forgot what I was.
You forgot? Well, I'm drinking cold coffee, and it's okay, not great. It's been sitting a while, but I'm still drinking it. That's what I'm doing.
Sounds terrible.
Well, let's go back to that 2 mile thing. You ran 2 miles with me, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so did Ransom.
Mm-hmm. And today I'm gonna run 2 miles with my dad, Jared, I think my brother is just starting half of 2 miles,
No, I'm running 2 miles.
You're going to run 2 miles too? Okay, because Valor seems to like running a little bit better than Ransom. What do you guys think?
It's not very fun, but to work out, that's for sure.
Well, today we're going to be talking about something that's of critical importance. We're back in the book by Bob Schultz, Boyhood and Beyond. Today, we're talking about how life is doing.
Good.
Now,
life is good.
Teddy Roosevelt, you guys ever heard of Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, I have.
Well, he talked about the man in the arena. And the idea of the man in the arena, there's always a man in the arena actually doing the fighting. And then there are people in the stands that are the critics, that are critical of the man that is doing, the man that is fighting, the man that's in the arena. Yes, Valor.
Excuse me, but I just took a big drink of my chai tea latte and it was so hot.
Oh, man, you got to be careful. You got to sip, not chug when it comes to chai tea lattes, right?
Chug.
Yep. Okay, so this chapter is kind of like the man in the arena because there's people who talk about doing things, and then there are people who do things. There are people who talk about adventure, but then there are people who live the adventure. There are people who do hard things and people who are critics of those who do hard things. Do you want to be a critical person, or do you want to be somebody that actually lives an adventure in life?
Lives an adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the great adventure we'll travel on, over mountains so high and valleys so low. That was Stephen Curtis Chapman from 1994-5, I believe.
Beautiful. Excuse me.
Thank you. Yes, Valor.
And you got to skip sip coffee, mm-hmm. just like you had to sip chai tea latte.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I like kind of like chai tea latte a little bit warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get into this chapter, guys. We're talking about life is doing. Here we go. A slothful man always wants something that he never receives. He never gets it because he never does anything about it. He wanted it last year. He wants it this year. He will want it next year. And at the end of his life, he will still be wishing that he had done something about it. A diligent man considers his desires. If his desires are good, he starts today to accomplish them. It may be only a little work today, only a little work tomorrow, but in time, he gets what he wants by working for it. Oh, guys, you can go through life wanting things or doing things. Sparksmen are doers, right?
And the things work, protect, provide,
lead, love. That's what we do. And those are all action words because God tells Job, dress for action like a man. They're action words. And that's how we define what a man is by the actions in which God has called him to walk in. So we are doers and we are not spectators. We're not just watchers. We get to action. We get to work. We take the bull by the horns. We get out there and we do what God's called us to do, right?
Yeah.
We're not
do what God tells us to do.
We're not spectators, we're doers, okay? Now,
doers.
Listen to this. Many people go through life watching and listening to other people live their life instead of getting out and living life themselves. That's the difference, right? There's people who want to live and people who really live. Now, no boy grows into useful manhood with a spectator mentality and attitude in life. Sitting on a couch, watching other people do wonderful things is a sure road to laziness. He begins to desire things that he will never get because he's sitting instead of doing. A society of spectators breeds bored people. The people doing things in life find fulfillment. Those who get off the couch and invent new products, who learn useful skills, and who fulfill their responsibilities are the people who find abundant and joyful life. You can dream about life of adventure, or you can live one. Sitting around wishing will never accomplish your dreams.
But those, sometimes you just sit, sometimes those times to do like that, like on the Lord's Day, like when you rest.
Yeah, on the Lord's Day we rest and we worship, right? Because that's what God calls us to do. Isn't that very interesting that God calls us to work 6 days? So that's why I do church work through the week, and then just on the weekend we always work, don't we?
Just like me and you and Ransom all going to run 2 miles getting work done.
Yeah, that's work. I mean, it's a different kind of work,
but it's still kind of work.
It's physical work, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it takes to be in shape. That's what it takes to be healthy. Now, when you guys are older, do you guys want to do amazing and awesome things and have really fun life and bring your sons and daughters up into a really fun life and have your wife live a really fun life with you? Or do you want to be boring and lazy and just always watching the television?
I want to live an awesome life.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys want to be strong, like stronger than me?
Yes, I do.
Anyway,
okay. Faster than me?
Yes, I do.
Bigger than me?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, it's going to take a lot of work because I'm working out now. I'm trying to keep ahead and keep stronger than you guys. You know, there's a pastor in town named Mr. Bill. Bill Smith is very strong. He's the pastor there. Have you guys ever seen him?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I know you've met him, and he's been here before.
Oh, yeah.
Bill's sons are ginormous. They are huge. But Bill is still very, very strong. I think his youngest son might be stronger than him now. And you know, at some point, because Bill's probably 55, 58, something like that. I don't know. Still very strong, but his sons are now... He kind of does look young, doesn't he? I don't know how old Bill is, but he's a cool dude. When I'm that age, I hope I'm still very strong and a lot stronger than I am right now. But you know what? You guys are going to be stronger than me because you're going to be in your early 20s. Man, you guys are going to be so strong. Mm-hmm. But are you going to be strong by sitting around doing nothing or being active, being outside, going to the gym and working out? You guys going to work out when you're bigger?
Yes, I am.
Active. Are you going to work out with me at Finn's house?
Well, active. Yes, I am.
Yeah, Finn's house. We could all go work out at Finn's house.
Yes.
How cool is that?
I work out at the Ramses.
How many pounds did you deadlift that one time?
110, I think. 100. Or
100. 100? You almost
lifted... It was just 100.
Wait a minute. You almost deadlifted 125 pounds today, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
I got it off the ground. But
your mom, she could not do it.
She couldn't do 100.
I think she could. No, she was 125. I think she could if she really tried. Mallory couldn't. She couldn't even try today. But I bet you both those girls, if they really got after it, I bet you they could do that.
I don't know.
You don't know? Tyler, you know, Tyler can bench press 250 pounds.
Wow.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know? I think I'll eventually get there. 300? No, not 300. But the whole point is, we want to be active and we want to do. So if we have a great idea, if it honors the Lord, we should go after it. We should fight for it. We should do it. One time.
Who's stronger, you or Tyler?
Tyler's stronger than me.
What?
I know, he is. But who can shoot a basketball better, me or Tyler?
You by a mile. Mm-hmm. Who's better at basketball?
You. Oh, definitely me. Okay, but Tyler can bench press more.
Here is a promise. If my dad's grades were better, he would have played in the NBA.
No, that is not true. That is not true. Oh, wait a minute. We know the twos listen to this. Who stomped those guys down in Knoxville, though, in basketball? Ooh, that's right, twos. John, if you hear this, you should text us right away. We need a rematch the next time we're hanging out together. But John was pretty good, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
He's fast still, and he can jump still.
He can jump better.
Can he dunk it from the free throw line?
He can't dunk it from the free throw line. He sure
can. Giannis could.
Yeah, Giannis can. But John, too, can. He can maybe still. Neither can I.
Giannis can maybe still dunk.
John, too, used to be able to dunk. He said he could when he was in 12th grade.
Can Giannis still dunk from the free throw line?
Oh, yeah, man. He's only 29. Giannis is only 29 years old. Okay, so we need to keep going here. Okay, we are just bantering on and on.
More about the twos.
The twos were cool, weren't they? Yep. Oh, man. That was a lot of fun.
Their son, Eli, solved Rubik's Cube in one minute.
Those guys down there in Knoxville, they're all speed cubers. And they can take a cube.
One person got it in 30 seconds.
It was amazing. They're speed cubers down there. We didn't even know there was such a thing. We get down there, and they're all in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Christ is King crew. Shout out, Christ is King crew. They're doing speed cubing down there, and they're all geniuses, little genius kids running around.
It's amazing. I know three people who can get the whole set of
Yeah, it's, Ransom's still working on it.
I know four kids.
Oh, okay. Let's bring this together, because we are off the rails here, guys. Let's bring this back to the book. All right, here we go, guys. One practical way to develop a doer's attitude is to look around and see things that need to be done in your home. Is there anything that can be done before it's time to go to bed? Are there any light bulbs that need to be changed? Is there oil for that squeaky hinge? Is your bedroom orderly? Ask mom and dad, or maybe your sister, is there something I could do for you? What a great way to foster a mentality and attitude of being a doer. Just asking what needs to be done, and then seeing it and doing it. What do you guys think?
Asking what could be done, seeing, and doing joyfully.
Yeah, doing it joyfully. Because it's not just about doing it. It's about doing that thing joyfully, isn't it?
No. Yes, it is, actually. Sorry.
Okay. Finally, last chapter. Last paragraph. Here's what Bob says. We were created to be doers, not watchers. A boy of action is useful and productive. His dad rejoices because he sees his son. Because his son sees things that need attention in the yard. And he does them without being asked. His mom smiles because he practices his instrument without being reminded. He lives his dreams instead of thinking them. He enjoys the privileges of the diligent and avoids the bored longings of the lazy man. Go and live, study, work, build, invest, be about life. Don't get caught watching life go by. And in fact, in James chapter 1, verse 22, listen to what it says. Be doers of the word, not just hearers only, and deceiving yourselves.
And one time, this is the last thing, I think it's going to be over after this. One time, the closet was very, very dirty. And then, one time, I was putting a bunch of things. I was putting everything away. Even I did that without anyone asking me.
That's what we're talking about, being a doer.
And I picked up, and one time, I think that day, I picked up in the living room downstairs where we have a basketball goal, in my room where I go to sleep, and in my closet in the room.
That's so cool.
All of those.
Be a doer, not just a hearer, not just a sitting arounder.
I'm so excited to go a 2-mile run.
Okay, now hold on. Ransom, you got anything? Any last words?
No.
Okay. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Keep coming back, and
please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.